Time for Kaleidoscope on KDOM, and today we get to talk with Rod Hamilton, the Mountain Lake EDA director. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Steve. It's a beautiful day outside, isn't it?
Boy, it absolutely is. It scares me a little bit because it really gets me in the mood for spring.
Right. I know it. I'm looking at my indoor thermometer for the outside, and it says it's 60 degrees, but I think it's right in the sun. But you know what? We'll take it. It's above freezing.
Definitely. That's for sure. Well, yeah. We got a lot going on in Mountain Lake, and you know, when the weather starts changing, does that mean the folks that are working outside doing the building and clearing and moving, that they can get back after it today?
Well, you know what? It does. It does. I mean, we've got a number of projects going over here, and it gets really difficult when it's 30 below zero. You know, you take a look at our hotel. They were able to get that thing buttoned up and continue working during those harsh winter moments. However, like you said, it's just so much more conducive when the sun's shining, the wind's not blowing, and you don't have 20 plus or negative 20 degrees outside to work in those elements. I talked with the lead on the construction for the fire hall over here yesterday. And he was moving supplies around and everything else. His crews, he said, will be back in there today. I haven't been by it yet today. But he thought that they'll be able to be setting the trusses here by the end of the week. So I anticipate that thing to really excel now that the weather's starting to warm up and stuff. It's just been fun over here. I mean, we're working on a few other projects. I've got the permission from some of the developers, or not the developers, but actually the owners of the projects. We're going to have a person on the EDA meeting. They bought some land here in Mountain Lake. They're going to be building a new shop and space for their landscaping and dirtworks company. So that's going to be pretty cool. Stay tuned and watch for that. I know Tabitha's working with an existing owner of a business here down towards the downtown Main Street area there that's looking to retire, and they've got a buyer for their business. And so Tabitha's working and helping them with transition, working with the Chamber of Commerce for a grand opening once that takes place. And so stay tuned for that. You know, we have, I've been working on this for a while on that 12-unit apartment complex. I think everybody understands we did receive a $1.4 million deferred loan or forgivable loan on that. We had some few issues on how prevailing wage is calculated in our area. I'm not speaking out for or against prevailing wage. It's just when you run through those calculations and how the Department of Labor and Industry established those dollar amounts, it makes it very difficult, if not impossible, to complete the projects. And so then I went back to Minnesota Housing, pleaded my case with Minnesota Housing and Southwest Minnesota Housing, resubmitted a request for additional $700,000 to close that gap. It has been well received. We have a few hurdles to jump through, a couple committees, and then the underwriters to take a look at the updated workbook. And I am eagerly anticipating a answer here by the end of February. So that would close that gap. We got one bite at the apple, I'm told. When that is approved, that we must be building that thing here come this spring. And so in addition to that, I just reconnected with our senator and representative because I need an extension on that TIF district, TIF-1-8, the housing TIF for this apartment complex, because that's going to sunset shortly. And our bond council said, you know what, Rod, it would really help us out to get that extended for the life of the forgivable loan, just so that it all matches up. Getting in the weeds kind of deep there, Steve, but anyway, I'm working with our legislature to do just that, so that we can get that project off the ground. I am working with another business. We're turning over every rock possible to look at different programs that are available, different ways that we can lower interest rates to make a new build more attractive. I've worked with Southwest Regional Development, Southwest Initiative Foundation, the REED program, that's the Rural Electric Economic Development Program, and others. And I've been able to locate, with the help of Tabitha and others, about 1.6 million. And I'm still trying to turn over more rocks so that we can bring another project to completion here in Mountain Lake. Go ahead.
Well, it just is amazing to me. You know, I don't know that people realize this is a really good exercise to kind of go through some of this behind the scenes. You know, you see the buildings going up, you see the new businesses, but boy, there is a lot of red tape that you really can help businesses with.
Well, you know what? Thank you for that, Steve. And you know, the hotel is a perfect example. And I've learned a valuable lesson with the hotel. I push very hard on projects. And, you know, we all have high expectations. And I literally thought we would have had that thing under construction over 2 years ago. And that just wasn't the case, because every time you get over a hurdle, there seems like there's another one set in front of you. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts, but the strength that maybe we bring to this is that you don't give up. You know, if you have an obstacle thrown in front of you, you find ways around it. Yes, it does take additional time, and I was doing my best to keep everybody updated. I go back to the hotel, for example, keep everybody updated in what we're doing. And by doing that, the play-by-play and the length of time that it took to complete that project, you had so many doubters. Yeah, Rod, it's just lip service or whatever the case may be. And that's frustrating. So the thing, but I also understand it, because these things take time. And so I can understand why people would get very concerned or even doubt what it is that we're doing. And so, you know, I'm holding back a little bit on the information that I'm sharing with people now. But just know this, that we have a number of projects here in Mountain Lake that we're working on, and we'll continue work on to bring them to fruition. And once I get those dots or get all those points covered or whatever the case may be, then I'll be a little more forthcoming on the information, so it's not just another, yeah, sure, you're going to bring this.
Imagine anybody looking at you at what you're doing and how you're getting it done going, yeah, sure, that's lip service. I don't know that I've seen anything like that out of your office.
Well, thank you for that, but I tell you, I get frustrated with myself and how long these projects take, and it's just good grief. It shouldn't be this difficult, but it is. I mean, these are life-changing events. If somebody is looking at spending $1-6 million, whatever the case may be, I mean, that's not chump change, right? These are life-changing events that these entrepreneurs are looking at investing in. And so, you know, it does take a lot of thought. It takes patience. It takes, you know, just extra scrutiny, because these are major, major investments. And so I recognize that. And again, it's so rewarding to be able to work with people and help them bring their dreams, you know, to reality, bring them to reality. And that's fun. I'm having a great time over here in Mountain Lake. And I was talking with a business owner here in town, and they said, Hamilton, did you realize that you had learned so much here, you know, working on these projects in Mountain Lake? And we're just kind of, you know, sharing what's going on and laughing about that. You know, our little tiny town of 2,000 people, you know, we're the little engine that could, if you will, working with city council and the EDA. And I have gained so much knowledge here in Mountain Lake over the last 3 years. It's fascinating in a way, because now I'm able to replicate that. I have a few communities that don't have EDA directors, that have reached out to me and asked if we can assist. I mean, there's one way up north, north of the cities, that they don't have an EDA director, but they had heard about our hotel down here in Mountain Lake. And they're calling and asking me, how did you do that? You know?
Wow.
And so that's really cool, right? Same with our fire hall and stuff. We have communities now calling us here at Mountain Lake saying, how did you do that? And so, you know, I'm looking at ways. Mountain Lake is my number one goal. There's no question about it. I love this community. However, if I can bring value to a conversation to help out some of these other rural communities, I'm more than happy to do it.
Well, the proof is in the pudding, as they say. And boy, there is a lot happening in Mountain Lake. If you look at what's being built and everything versus 3 years ago, it's pretty clear things are moving and shaking.
Well, thank you for that, too. And you know what? And I'll be the first one to say, too, that not everything works. I mean, meaning not everything comes to completion. There's some great ideas that we just can't get off the ground, or there's some businesses that, for whatever reason, they decided not to continue. And we recognize that we can do postmortems and we can regroup and help the next entrepreneur to slide into that building or whatever the case may be. You know, and so it's not all rainbows and roses. You know, however, we learn from this, and we also. Look for other businesses that want to excel, and Tabitha and I are here to help them do just that.
Well, and that's the other piece to the puzzle that we talk about it, but it's good to remind people too. If you've got an idea for a business, or if you're looking to expand, giving you and your office a call really should be your first step.
Yes, you know, and Tabitha is a wonderful partner. I keep bringing her up, but I mean that. And how we've established her and I working together, we work very, very closely together. However, if you're an existing business here and you're looking for some additional assistance on maybe a roof repair or whatever the case may be, Tabitha is kind of heading those up within our office. Again, we work very, very closely together. If you are looking at purchasing a lot and building a new building, looking for some additional financing options for gap financing or whatever, those are the areas that I've been focused on. And going after some public grants or whatever the case may be for expanding our Lakeview Estates, for instance, for additional housing development. Those are the areas that I've been focused on. So Tabitha and I make a great team. In addition to that, she's working very, very closely, heading up now the chamber for the administrative piece, and they're excelling too. So it's been fun to work with her as a colleague, and then also I keep saying this, the Mountain Lake EDA board is fantastic to work with. Our city council, they're wonderful to work with as well. So I'm truly enjoying the position that I'm in.
Well, and before we let you go, if people have questions about maybe new projects or existing projects, how do they get a hold of your office?
You know what? I would say call me directly. Call my cell phone. I'm not always in the office by design. So call my cell phone, and my number, direct number, is 507-822-4748. Otherwise, you can stop in at City Hall. Tabitha's in there. And please feel free. Call me directly on my cell phone.
Rod, is there anything else we need to mention this morning?
You know what? Two quick things here. One is I was recently elected or appointed as chair of the, it's called the Comprehensive Economic Development Strategy. And this is a group that has put together the U.S. Department of Commerce. They do ask every 5 years that an economic development strategy is put together. And so I was recently appointed as chair for that. And we have to put this strategy together and submit it to the U.S. Economic Development Administration. So we're going to be putting out surveys to people all throughout southern Minnesota here, or southwestern Minnesota. And so it's talking about human capital, economic competitiveness, community resources, and foundational assets. So if you see that survey, please complete it, send it back into us, so that we can finish our work and get that submitted to the federal government. And secondly, Steve, I always want to say thank you so much for what you and your team do. It's wonderful to have you located here and help us get the word out. So I truly appreciate everything that you do for us and for the community.
Well, thank you for that. We enjoy talking to you every week or every month. So we appreciate you taking time out.
All right, my friend. Well, you have a wonderful day. You enjoy the weather, and we'll talk again soon.
That sounds good. All right, thank you, Rod. That is Rod Hamilton with the Mountain Lake EDA, and that will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.